I'm Jason Brown with Lappy and Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. In advance of the first meeting of the year, new and returning members of the Inyo County Board of Supervisors were sworn into office during a noontime ceremony Monday, January 6th in the historic Inyo County Courthouse. Presiding, Inyo County Superior Court Judge Stephen M. Place administered oaths of office to returning District 2 Supervisor Jeff Griffiths, returning District 4 Supervisor Jennifer Rozier, and brand new District 5 Supervisor Will Waddleton. A crowd of county officials, staff, friends, family, and other well-wishers was present to witness the start of their next 4 years in office. Waddleton replaces Matt Kingsley, who has retired after 12 years on the board. Waddleton was one of five candidates vying to succeed Kingsley, ultimately winning the election this past November. He is a resident of Lone Pine. Rozier, an independent resident, and Griffiths, a resident of Bishop, bested both of their respective challengers in the March primary. Rozier is starting her second term, and Griffiths is fourth. The newly sworn-in trio will join Supervisors Trina Oral and Scott Marcelin for the first board meeting of the new year on Tuesday, today, January 7th. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. and will include the selection of chair and vice chair for 2025, discussion and approval of committee assignments for board members of the new year, a presentation of the upcoming Diaz Lake Welcoming and Beautification Project, and an update on regional broadband activities and projects. There will be a free Green Waste Weekend at all Inyo County landfills the weekend of January 11th and 12th, 2025. Bishop Landfill will be both Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th. Big Pine Transfer Station will be Saturday only. Independence Landfill will be on Sunday only. Lone Pine Landfill will be both Saturday and Sunday. The gate fees will be waived for green waste only, no mixed loads, applicable to Inyo County residents only. Please have ID available. Commercial haulers and landscaper contractors are not eligible. The County of Inyo continues to encourage residents to be proactive in reducing wildfire risk. Waiving the gate fees at the landfill and transfer station is an action that demonstrates the county's commitment towards helping to reduce catastrophic wildfire events within and around our communities. Northern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will have a special meeting on January 9th at 9 a.m. They'll also be having another District Board of Directors special meeting on January 10th at 9 a.m. as well. More information for Zoom and agenda, visit sierrawave.net. Well, Mary Ann Kopecky, aged 93, passed away on December 16, 2024 in Lone Pine, California. She was born on September 23rd of 1931. Mary was a cherished resident of Bishop for over 60 years and was known for her generosity and loving nature. Her complete obituary can be found online at sierrawave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing today's news. For more news, well, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Thanks for listening. We are the local community's news.